The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Tracy in Missouri, you've got the money, but how can we help you today?
I think I have water coming down my wall between. We have a room that used to be a breezeway that was converted into a living room. And so from that roof, there's an awning for a little porch outside. And I'm just thinking that it's leaking between the top roof and where it comes down to the awning roof.
So when you say awning roof, do you mean, you don't mean like awning as in a canvas awning. You mean like a regular shingle roof that's intersecting with the higher pitched roof. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
The upper roof falls to the what you're calling the awning roof in terms of the rainwater. And the awning roof is below about by the upper roof by about 4 inches. So that gap or that intersection between the two might be where the water is backing up. I suspect based on your description that that's exactly what's happening. What you suspect is happening in this intersection is happening because, frankly, it's a tough connection to make. It's got to be properly constructed. It's got to be properly flashed or the water can back up. Has it always been this way or is it kind of just recent that you start to see the leaks?
That was an issue probably even before us. Now, we did remove that awning and reapply it, which is probably not the best way because we just basically used a tractor to take that roof off and then put it back on.
You used a tractor to take the roof off? What'd you do, tear the whole thing off?
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe you were a little too rough with the with those attachment points at that point in time. I don't know. Well, look, there's a problem between the two roofs. You got to diagnose it. What I would suggest you do is get up there with a hose and let some water from a garden hose run down the upper roof to the lower roof. See if you can make it leak. And once you make it leak, you can find out, narrow down the area where the leaks actually happen if it's not visually obvious to you, and take it from there, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.